Well, welcome to Let's Talk About Gay Stuff.
Woo!
The podcast where we talk about gay stuff and discuss LGBTQ plus history. I am Thomas.
Chris.
Dusty.
And today we're going to talk to you about a book that Dusty has read and he's going to review called Sapphire Spring by C. Travis Rice. And I'm going to take us back 40 years to when Madonna released her debut album, Madonna.
M-A-D. Madonna.
Okay, there you go.
Sure. Is that good? Okay.
Don't step in the name. Do it. How y'all been?
I know. I'm here. I'm doing okay.
Are you still queer?
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it, girlies. I'm still here.
Wow, you're still here.
I'm doing all right. I've been making it through summer.
Making my way downtown.
Walking fast.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I made the joke at training the other day, and the training lady because I was going through some of the materials that I was doing for like training. I just walk up to her. I'm like, I have this question. I'm making my way downtown, walking fast, made the joke, and the girls that were still working right in front of me, they were like dying laughing, but the instructor was just like,
that gay guy, he's so funny.
Straight people love it.
Oh my gosh,
here's this flamboyant gay person. Everything I'd say. One of the girls on Friday was like, I can be across the room and I hear your laugh, Chris, and I just start laughing. I don't even know what you're laughing at. I just laugh. I'm like, oh.
Oh,
good.
Since we've last recorded, you've had a birthday. You are blonde now.
I know. I had a birthday, and for my birthday gift, one of my friends dyed my hair blonde.
Okay.
And by that, I mean bleached it.
Well, do blondes have more fun?
I'm going to say yes.
Awesome.
I will have to say this summer, I have had more fun being blonde. So, yes.
In the words of Demi Lovato. Cool for the summer?
I was cool for the summer.
Okay.
Well, it suits you.
It looks good.
You're rather blonde, too.
Yeah, I wish my own hair.
Blonde ambition tour over here.
I know. Look at
that. I typically do it. Well, then I went pink.
You went pink?
Well, but it just goes in and out. Because I'm in the pool so much, it doesn't last long.
Oh,
well,
she's got a pool in her house.
Oh. I have my own pool, and it's 110 degrees outside.
It is so freaking hot.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Miserable.
You just walk anywhere and you're like, oh, well.
Gross.
Guess I have swamp ass. That's fine. I feel like that's kind of normal for me anyway.
In the month of June, I decided.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know.
I decided to add some extra miles to my run.
Why?
And so in June, yeah. So that's not a fun time to be like, hey, I want to run 5 miles because it's awful. There's no time to run.
There's no time.
If you don't run,
it has to be the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah, it's
and even
5 a.m.
Like 85.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's 85 degrees,
uh-huh.
And it's gross, and yeah, there's so the but you can't sleep in because if you try to run after 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
No,
still
like
that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, that's. I mean, even going to the. I go to the gym. But I've been going to the gym at 5 a.m. Even at 5 a.m., it's awful. But I also don't like waking up, ever. So
I think
that's like depression. I don't like. Okay, is this a therapy podcast? Sometimes, for some people it is. It's a safe space, right? Not for me. It's really like the opposite. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, Chris is here. Let's go and make fun of him.
Let's make fun of him.
Let him cry himself to sleep, and that's why
Aww.
I want to wake up. No, that's awful. I love being here. I'm just kidding.
You're just kidding because you love being here?
I'm just kidding. I'm being forced against my will and I have a knife against my throat. I love being here.
When I wake up early in the morning.
Feeling like P. Diddy.
There you go.
And I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Hey!
I got it.
He made it. I forgot my fucking name.
Jim.
Even at 5 a.m. it's really, really hot. I'm used to working out 5:30 in the evening. And I'm glad I did not go to any of the 5:30 classes because I think I would probably
Is it one of those inside-outside gym? Like, it's, inside, there's a roof over your head, but, it's, in a warehouse-y kind of thing where it's
Correct.
All, like, okay.
But there's big-ass fans.
Yeah, that's what
the brand's big-ass fans.
Doesn't do anything.
They blow around the hot air a little bit.
Yeah,
Costco,
it's standing
things.
In front of a
yes.
blow dryer for a second.
Doesn't
yeah,
scare me.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I was outside the other day at my sister's house, And we had the fan on, and it was not doing anything. Like, the fan was blowing. My hair was moving. Yeah, but it didn't feel
my hair
anything.
Was moving.
But it was crazy. Other than the heat, you two are teachers on a summer break. How's it going, you all?
I'm enjoying my summer. I'm not doing anything wrong.
He gets to go to the pool every day.
Well, actually, I'm working at home. I redid the kitchen. I took everything out because I moved in. So I did that. Did the dining room, the laundry room. So I've been cleaning and organizing and going through stuff and cleaning.
Can you do my house next?
I love it. It's so much fun.
There's your next career.
I do it. I would so do that.
You're gonna Marie Kondo everyone's house.
I love it. My trunk is full of stuff to sure. another like load to take to the.
You got another load?
Whoa, hello.
That's
what we need to
donate. I love it. So that's what I've been. So I have been working. I've just not been working.
Oh, she's been doing all her crafts and stuff.
Look at her. Okay, all right. Well, I'm being trained to become a certified Montessorian. So I have not really had a summer and have had to work online modules that take like 40 to 50 hours a week. And then now I'm in person. So I'm getting to drive down to Clear Lake every single day.
Oh, that's a fun drive.
To do, yeah, it's a very fun
that's
drive.
That's a lot of training. I don't know that I ever took anything other than college was that much training.
Well, if you wanted to, you could technically apply these to a master's program as well. The hours you get for your master's program.
Okay, master.
But you could, can you?
I can, yeah.
So you're going to be a master now?
No, but like the hours that I'm doing, I can technically apply if I wanted to. And I don't know if I want to yet. I got to pay off some things.
I don't know how that works, though.
Did you get a new car?
Oh my god, I thought you guys would never bring it up naturally in conversation.
Oh my gosh. It's literally written here. Make sure you ask Chris about
speaking of paying things off, I bought a new car.
Okay, Rich.
I know. Ooh. The Sag and Wagon no longer exists.
Sag.
What
are you wearing there?
Now you have that excess.
You what?
So what are you wearing up here? Sag and Wagon?
Sag and Wagon.
I'm just kidding.
Now you have an excess of tape at home.
I know. I have like three rolls of duct tape that I had specifically to tape up my bumper again.
Now you just save it for murdering people.
Well,
they make it inviting in case this happens.
It,
I saw my duct tape.
Okay, well, then, just in case I get rear-ended really hard.
Well,
I don't think the duct tape's gonna work for that.
No, it's not gonna work.
It's not gonna keep that in. Talk about swamp ass. That'd be dripping.
That's just called a leaky bottom.
Leaky bottoms.
Anyways, but yes, I got a nice Hyundai Tucson. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's spacious. It's got a lot of room in the back. Yes, her name is Rose.
I think I have already seen
it. It's corny because I made a comment to my boss the other day at the gym. I was like, literally, Yellow Rose helped pay for this car. I named it Rose after the gym, which is super lame and gross.
Kiss ass.
But like, because I work out. But I mean, in reality, that like the gym really is going to be paying for my car and car insurance. So.
All right.
And potentially washing it and getting it detailed every single month. Because I'm going to keep her clean.
Okay.
She's going to look nice.
Well, because there's no tape to come off of the wash.
Exactly. That's why I didn't wash the other car.
You didn't
That's
give,
my excuse.
You didn't give her a gay name, as in Rose. You just said Rose. Huh?
I could do Rose.
Oh, let's do that.
Or just Slay all day. I'll just put
a little.
And it's pronounced Rose, but anyone can call it
Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Rose. Rose reminds me of the drag queen. Who was on the season with Candy Muse,
uh-huh.
who just was a top two finalist
for
All Stars.
I'm behind.
Have you watched any of it?
No, I'm like, I haven't seen the regular,
spoiler
the latest regular
season 15.
The regular season and the new all and the All Stars.
But then,
like,
what have you been doing with your summer?
Well, I'm not watching because I don't want to like to watch it alone. I don't want to show cheat, so then I wait and watch
what
it.
What a show cheat.
Where you watch a show without somebody that you're supposed to watch it with. I'm not a show cheat.
But does your man watch RPDR?
So then you're making him even. Okay, never mind.
It's not insane, it was against his will.
Okay.
I don't want to watch it alone. It's more fun to watch with somebody than you talk about. It's just me sitting there cackling in the house all day.
That's why we just watch. That's why I like to watch it via. Although we did watch this All Stars 8 season, but I like to watch the pit stop, and so you get the recap and some commentary with some shady drag queens.
Bianca Del Rio.
Yeah, but spoiler alert. Jumbo won. That's fun.
Canadian drag queen won a American television show.
I wanted it to be Jessica Wilde. That was my
Scandal.
Yeah. Instead, it was Candy Muse who was the top two.
I don't know. I was not happy about her. We love her. We love Candy Muse. We support her.
She's come a long way.
I didn't despise her this season. On her season, I did. But this season, I got along with her. I allowed her.
Your odds of getting canceled now are very slim, though, because you're probably just not going to show up in many people's feeds.
What?
Because there people only have limited things, so
yeah, that's true.
Less people
I also have not been on Twitter very much, anyways. So
well, you won't be on
it
for much.
She's out there touching grass.
I'm about to leave Twitter because it's going to be turned to X. Yeah, I have been touching grass.
He's rebranding it.
Yeah,
what?
It's not going to be called Twitter. It's going to be called X.
Today it was going to roll it up, and he's just like, oh, "Fuck it, let's do it now."
Okay, what is
X? Has it changed already?
I think it's supposed to be like midnight tonight.
What is
it?
So it's not
going to
be called Twitter.
No, it's just going to be X.
Why?
Because he's unstable.
Okay.
The bird is gone. It's just going to be a little, it's a black box with like an X.
Huh.
Yeah.
And people, are you, what is the meta thing?
Threads? I'm on Threads.
Are you threading?
Oh, I'm not on Threads. I've still been weary of it just because everyone on the gays.
Leery.
Leery.
You can't be weary if you haven't done it. So how can you be tired? You're leery of your hesitant. So keep going. I'm just correcting you.
Oh, look at this. English lessons.
He teaches math.
Well,
you're welcome.
That's even more terrifying.
He's got a master's. So you just said no, you don't want to be on it because the game.
No, you can't delete it.
Because you can't delete it. So like, it's
tied into your
Instagram. So if you want to delete your threads, you have to delete all of your Instagram.
But I mean, it's all out there anyway. I mean, even if you were separate, everything's out there. Once you put it out there, it's not there for anything. So
I'm still gonna delete my Twitter anyways.
Exactly. So
what are you going to do with all your followers?
I told them to join me on Blue Sky because I'm on Blue Sky now.
Oh.
What's Blue Sky?
Blue
Sky
is the one you need my invite. You probably don't be working out.
No, I did not. I got it from a gay person.
Okay. What else do you get from a gay person?
Plenty of things.
Get that checked.
I don't have loads like Dusty does.
I did see that you had it. Yes.
That Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. It's the other. It's the next big or the other big alternative
to Twitter.
To Twitter, but it's
because it was made.
Only right now.
It was made by the original person who made Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jack. Right.
Okay.
Jack.
I think
So are you on Truth? Truth Social.
Oh,
I know. I don't know what's that.
That's the like conservative.
That's Donald Trump's.
Donald Trump's networking site.
I still check Twitter out because it's just kind of fun to watch.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna keep like a different profile for.
You're all
other things.
I was about to say, how are people going to get their porn now?
That's all it is, not very much.
Yeah.
I feel like people have it on Blue Sky, too.
Oh.
But.
Not that I know.
Not that I know.
I don't know what Blue Sky is, so. Okay, well, Blue Sky. Follow Chris on Blue Sky.
Maybe if I get an invite, I'll invite my friends, my besties.
I love how you
look
at
the
podcast first, but we're not going to talk about
that. Well, I was going to say the podcast, but you don't run the podcast.
Oh!
I'm just saying!
All right. y'all watch any fun movies? It's the season of the movies.
I have not been to the movies lately.
It is officially Barbenheimer weekend.
Oh my gosh. Did you go dress? You saw Barbie.
Yes.
You did dress up.
Did you dress up?
I did dress up.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes, I dressed up as Ken.
Not disappointing.
I did not. There were people who took photos of me. It was very funny.
Did you post any on Truth or whatever? Blue Sky?
Blue Sky. No, I posted them on Instagram, though, on my Instagram story. Yeah,
ooh.
Jamie dressed up as, you know, in all pink, and she was essentially Barbie, and then I was her Ken. So I walked around as her little Ken doll. And so, like, we were standing in the parking lot waiting for a couple of our friends to come join us, and someone came up and was like, can I take a picture of you as Barbie and Ken? And we were like, yes, of course.
Sure,
we love attention. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then when we were in line, we stood in line to do, like, the box thing in the big Barbie box. So her and I went in there, and then people in line were, like, taking pictures of us in the box. And I was like,
ooh.
Okay, first of all, that's a little creepy, but second of all, like...
Okay.
Like,
I'm
honestly, work, let me pose.
And did you like
smiled
it?
Smiled a little bit bigger.
Did it what?
Did you like it?
The movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
the
very
attention.
Campy. I like all the attention
okay.
a lot. But the movie was very campy.
I love that.
Okay.
I love camp.
There's not, like, much to spoil with the movie, but it was just
well,
because
people, I feel like
funny.
If you watch the main trailer, you can make the gist of what it's about.
No. No.
No?
No.
Is there an Aqua,
No.
No Barbie Girl song?
No.
Yeah.
But
well,
there's Nicki Minaj and
yeah,
Ice Spice, like, Aqua remix thing.
Yeah.
So technically, yes. But it was only like 30 seconds, which was made me sad because I wanted like a lot of it. But no, it was a very cute movie. And no, the trailer doesn't tell you really what it's about at all.
Can you take children?
Yeah. It's PG-13.
Yeah.
But no.
What's the 13?
I think they like said a couple of bad words.
Oh, so it wasn't like sexually suggestive, by any other than Barbie being Barbie.
No. Like there's nothing that was like, ooh, there's sex.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like, it seems like there's a lot of movies, even like kids' shows on like kids' Netflix that are geared towards like, I need to get a boyfriend or
yeah,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, like, there's other things besides that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, not like massively inappropriate, no.
Okay.
They're just
a few
like
bad
subtle
words.
Yeah, a few bad words and like just subtle humor. But then Oppenheimer was also a thing that
was it the bomb?
The bomb.
Oh,
it is a movie. It was a lot.
Yeah.
The emotionally debrief after that one. But yeah, it was a good movie.
Which did you see first?
Oppenheimer on purpose.
Oh,
so we
good
could
choice.
Then, you know, get drunk and then watch Barbie. It's a good day. It's a very long day. Very good day.
That was worth it.
It was worth it. It was a very good Saturday.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Be bopping. So you said the soundtrack was good to Barbie, huh?
Yeah.
So,
I liked it. And Dua Lipa's on. Dua Lipa's in there.
Okay.
She's on the movie. She's in the movie.
She is doing the thing.
Hmm?
I was just going with more.
More preposition?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm
teaching Michael.
The songs this summer, I haven't been that impressed. So like,
you're not a Padam gay?
That's pretty much the only thing, and I'm okay. I mean, I'm not living for it.
I say
but
it all the time. I'm probably very annoying.
Padam?
Padam?
To my kid,
yeah.
How do you say it?
I'm Padam. I just walk by the kids and say it, or I'll just work it in the conversation.
My friend, my straight, because I posted so many memes about Padam, that my straight friends will just be like, they'll respond to one of my stories and just say, Padam. Well, that's Padam.
I'm
like, yes, it is. Thank you. What does it mean to be Padam? Huh?
I said, eat your Padam dinner.
That's pretty good.
Oh, there you go. I like that one.
It's kind of iconic.
Back in my
so,
day, we just said bitty bitty bum bum. Because it's all the heart, right? She
oh,
says her heart goes padam padam.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, so, yeah. That's
so
how
Salinas goes bitty bitty bum bum? That sounds like
yeah.
a heart murmur.
What does padam padam sound like?
Bum 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 bum.
If your heart is going bitty bitty bitty
padam. If it's, I mean, if it's, it, well, it maybe
she's in love.
Out.
She's in love.
She's
in love. There's
a
heart flutter.
Oh, so it's a flutter.
Yes.
So it is a heart murmur.
So I love you so much.
Yeah.
I'm having
heart. Yeah, my heart is about to blow up.
So padam padam is your song of the summer. I mean, that is a song of the summer. It's just not. I mean, it's a good song. It's not like the one that I'm like singing over. I'm not singing it over and over and over.
Oh, I am.
You know, well.
But my latest new song I'm singing over and over again is the new Britney Spears song, which I've not heard listed yet.
No.
What is this song?
Didn't it just come out this week, though?
It came out Friday, so you've had lots of time. I listened to her.
I have one day.
No, she's writing a book.
It's Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay, I've been busy.
And she is writing a book, yes. And I'm very happy.
Oh.
Yeah, her pre-orders have already outsold all the orders of what's her face?
Oh, her sisters.
Yeah,
good.
But
Jamie
Lynn
Spears. Oh, she ruined Zoe 101. Anyways, so Britney Spears, and then who else on the song?
Will I Am. Oh, I thought we were still talking about that song.
No,
oh,
do you want to keep talking about?
No,
we have
no,
heard
no,
so
we're
moving
on. So.
No,
I was just gonna move along with you.
I have
to think our topic was. I missed that exit. I'll have to circle around.
No, I haven't heard of her. I have no input. I don't know anything. But good for her. I'm proud of her. She's doing something.
There's not been any music this summer.
Gives her a reason to get out of the house. What about Rush?
Rush? It's good.
By Troye Sivan.
It's good.
He's gay.
He is gay.
That's a very
gay
video.
Yeah.
It is a very gay video.
And he's in trouble.
It's a good song, though.
It's a good song.
It's a pretty good song. I like it.
He is in trouble.
But he's in trouble for his video.
Well, he is good because he's made a lot of different people mad about different things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the town.
There you go.
Well, because he's mad. So you know, conservative people don't like him because
he's gay.
He's talking. Well, he's gay, but he's also it's kind of raunchy and it's kind of, you know, like glory holy and like that aspect of gay sex.
Yeah.
But then he also is making other people mad because of, like, his lack of body and diversity.
Body-affirming diversity
in the video. Everybody is basically super muscled or a twink.
White twinks.
Yeah. And so, but then he did, I did like what he did have a good response to it. It's not going to help, but.
Yeah. He's like, we just made the video.
He's like, since the video's come out, he's like, I've received a lot of negative things about my body. So he's like, so everybody gets negative commentary. So he's like, so I would never have done that to exclude because I know what it feels like on the other end. So.
But also he was like, we weren't even thinking about it. Like,
I don't buy that because when you watch the video, how do you not, I mean, you're casting. So it's not like you're just like first 50 people in line, you're in my video.
Exactly.
You're casting. So you're looking for a time,
a certain
which
time.
Is fine, but it is a very,
yeah. No, whenever I read the excuse, that's when you were like, oh yeah, he had a good point. I was like, no, it wasn't a good point, actually.
Well, I mean,
he was like, we weren't thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, his good point was that everybody can be shamed for everybody.
Are we,
I agree with what they're saying. Well, because it is a very, it perpetuates a stereotype, which
that
is not
you
bad.
You have to be gay and
but
skinny
gay,
or gay and muscular.
In order to fit in, but then if that's what you look like, then that is how you are too. So there's the flip side too, that if you look like that, then this is the kind of crowd you roll with. You're constantly half naked, sweaty, and having sex somewhere.
It's a video. It's a music video.
Yeah.
Like, what's the deal? It's not, he's not telling you this is how, he's saying a song,
this
they're producing a video.
We do
like,
it.
I'm confused, like, what's, like, what do you, are we trying to tell him how he needs to do his videos? Like, I'm all for diversity. Like,
well,
I think
what happens is that the other thing I read about it's on the tails of Sam Smith's videos.
Yeah.
That just came out, which are completely the other way that people then attacked him for that. So there's, like, the two sides of that. So then people are saying he shouldn't be out there because his body does not look like that. But then, so I think it's just interesting.
Yeah,
it's come about within, like, a month.
The Twitter dichotomy is very interesting. It's like, oh, you guys can't really be upset about Troy Sivan having a bunch of skinny, muscular people in his video when a few months ago, everyone was attacking him for having...
basically a similar themed video.
Yeah.
One
that's
very sexual and very raunchy.
With body positivity.
It just seems like a made-up controversy.
Yeah. It's just gays being angry about something.
Like, well,
gays always love to attack.
So we just want to, like, tell people what to do with their art. I mean, that kind of goes into it's
agree.
Art.
No,
because
it is, because I think it's just, we're at that point where everybody wants everybody to be happy, which is not realistic, and everybody wants everybody to be represented, which is also not realistic. So I think it was like, well, we can't, look, we have a problem too.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Like,
I see the point, but I mean...
Yeah, definitely I see it. Like, sure, could you have more diversity? Absolutely. But, like, is this what we're going to make a big deal about? Like, I don't know. It just seems... There's real problems out there.
Yeah. People are dying, Kim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a similar... sort of, like, lane. I mean, the Supreme Court ruled at the end of June in a case... in favor of a woman who is a web designer, and she basically sued the state of Colorado, saying, "I can't even start a business because I might be compelled to design a website for a gay couple for their gay wedding, and I don't approve of it. And this is my art, and I shouldn't have to put my art. You shouldn't have to compel me to say something that I don't want to say. So it's a freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
And the way it was also the." Verdict. The
ruling.
The ruling or whatever they read, their briefing or what, I don't know. But like, it's also like because
the
way she had to sit, yeah. Because they were like, well, if it's a website, then how do you have control? But then she's like, well, I would be wording it. So then the words on there were coming from me and I'm using them. It's just a very long shot, I feel.
Yeah, it was all just made up.
Exactly.
And angry controversy that somehow made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court agreed with her. Which makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I think it's still, I mean, I'm still surprised that it made it that far with nobody picking up on the fact that none of this was
real. It was all made up.
Yeah.
Nobody fact checked. And that poor guy, I love listening to his side of it. The guy that,
who's actually made
yeah,
it
he's,
in the
he's
case.
Like, I don't want to be involved in this at all.
And he was like, I don't even know, like, what the fuck happened. He's like, I don't even know her. I've never asked her to do this. I'm not gay, but also I do support gay people. So it's like,
yeah, he's like, but I'm married to a woman, and I am also a web designer. I think it will tie it into the Rush video. It's people that are making things up, because now we've already seen, I think there's like two things where that's being used as a reason for people to say things,
yeah,
and do things. So,
well, here's the thing. Like, I, for me, like, I don't know. Principally, like, it's a freedom of like, it is, if we want to buy the logic that this is her art, you don't want to be compelled to. I don't think we should be compelled by the government to be told how our art should be delivered. Right.
Correct.
I'm going to talk about Madonna a bit.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
So
yes. Uh-huh.
The government tried. I mean, lots of people, religious folks. But at the same time, it's pretty fucked up. Excuse me, because now I could potentially go into a restaurant with my husband and my girls, and the chef of this restaurant could say,
"Nope,
I don't want you in there."
That's,
so now, how do I go explain that to the girls? Like, we got kicked out of this restaurant because they don't like.
Well, yeah, because it's turned a law into like an opinion, a moral thing. Which, how do you, like you said, how do you govern a country based upon one person's or one group's morals when that doesn't appeal to all your people?
Yep.
And so, yeah, it's turned into that because now anybody can say, I don't like this. And it can, it, I mean, not even queer people. I mean, but it could go with any kind of race, any kind of religion, any kind of, I mean, because they're like, I don't, you know.
I mean, the thing is, like, I don't think this, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but, right, this shouldn't have been an issue to begin with. I mean, the Supreme Court also said, conservative Supreme Court said that based on, like, we can't be discriminated against because we're protected under the under the law, right? You can't be discriminated against because you're LGBTQ+ or your gender identity, because that's covered protected under the law. So I feel like because we're protected under the law, like, this web designer shouldn't have had a case
to begin with. Exactly.
But nonetheless, here we are. So, like I said, it's pretty scary, because, like I said, now I you have to be careful about where you go. And, you know, I wear a rainbow, you know, a wristband. I wear my LTAGs, you know, wristband, and I wear my watch as a rainbow wristband. Part of the reason I do that is because people then don't have to, you know, assume I'm straight, or we don't have to get the question. Like, automatically you see the rainbow, you know that I'd be queer. And the thing is, like, I don't want to have to be able to get into an awkward conversation with someone and say, well, no, my husband, like, have to correct someone.
Yeah.
Then because all of a sudden it becomes a political discussion, right? With
because
anyone.
For some reason our lives are inherently political.
Right.
Everything has to turn. Yeah.
I went to a fundraiser last week where there were drag queens performing. Spence and I got in the Uber, and I was nervous because the guy's kind of was giving conservative vibes. He's like, oh, where are you going? I said, we're going to a fundraiser. I didn't say it was for Legacy Healthcare, which is a healthcare provider in the Houston area that basically supports the LGBTQ community, particularly those with living with HIV and AIDS. And so I didn't tell them that because I didn't want to get in that discussion. And he was like, oh, fundraiser. Okay, well, what's the get? And I'm like, huh? He's like, well, who's performing? Because it was at the White Oak Theater. So music venue. He's like, oh, who's the entertainment? And I was like, I wasn't about to tell him it's drag queens, because again, I didn't want to get in that conversation. But it just, I felt the anxiety in that car, because
now this guy filter could, yourself.
Yeah,
because now this guy can get away with
kicking you out of the car.
Well, and then, I mean, like you said, then I mean, that carries. I mean, that's, like, now you're that's part of the event. So you can't just look at the event as for what it was. That's part of the story too. So
it's like we're back in the closet again.
Exactly.
Where you're using all this brain matter to protect yourself your family, and which, you know, I thought we did away with that 10 years ago, but here we are again.
Exactly. Yeah, the fact that it's using any sort of emotional or mental bandwidth is already taxing on you and taxing on all of us. And like, that's what the awful part is like, this, no matter if it like directly affects me, even when you said like, oh, well, like we've talked about this when it came to the cake business, that was also in Colorado, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so it, like, we talked about this as a conversation. It's like, okay, well, you know, some business, if they don't serve gay people, then just don't go there. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, now I have to constantly be vigilant to find out which places can I go. And so that it's taking up that emotional bandwidth. It's taking up that, like, mental capacity that is like, this shouldn't have to be a factor. I shouldn't have to be worried about being ridiculed again. Like, it's like what you said, going back in the closet. Like, I have to go and be worried about, like, how I am in public or what I'm saying to people in public. That it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, take a step back. Like, don't be as gay, Chris. You know, like, and that's not how we should have to live our lives.
And plus, that's really hard for you to not be that gay.
It really is. It's tough. It's hard for a gay boy out there.
Especially doing all the foolish things that you're doing.
Foolish, baby.
One of the cool things, I went to Canada, the town we were in, St. John, there were a bunch of buildings, or not buildings, but businesses that had like a pride sticker on them. So I felt safe going in those places, which is kind of nice. So if you're a business, then yeah, it's a good way to show that you support the LGBTQ plus community. Speaking of LGBTQ businesses, Baked Bones. If you have pups, doggies, fur babies, well, show them some love with some Baked Bones dog treats. These aren't just any treats. They are specially Baked Bones. They have CBD, which is great because CBD has been shown to help reduce stress and anxiety in both humans and dogs. So thankfully, Baked Bones has your dog covered with delicious treats that your dog will surely love. Made from organic, human-grade ingredients and full-spectrum hemp oil, their bones may offer some relief to your anxious pup. You can check out BakedBones.com for more information on CBD for dogs and the other benefits it may provide. Baked Bones offers free shipping on all orders over $25, and you can save 15% using the promo code GAYSTUFF15. Baked Bones is LGBTQ owned and operated and is based in Houston, Texas. Baked Bones is now available in Manready Mercantile, which is a store based in Houston and Austin. And Baked Bones proudly donates 10% of all of its profits to no-kill shelters in the U.S. Baked Bones, baked dogs happy.
Woof. Woof.
Which, hey, LGBTQ owned business. And where can you find out about all LGBTQ owned businesses? The Greater Houston LGBT Chamber of Commerce. Pride Month may be over, but your support for the LGBTQ plus community, particularly businesses, is definitely appreciated. So you can check out the Greater Houston LGBT Chamber of Commerce website for a listing of all the members that are LGBTQ owned and allied. That's at www.houstonlgbtchamber.com. Again, www.houstonlgbtchamber.com. The chamber had a cool event back in June that was Pride in Business. Big old 400, nearly 500 people that were there. Ooh. They had lights, they had cameras, they had action. It was
a lot of action.
It was the thing. We went to an after party afterwards.
Yeah.
Kiki, one of the, another LGBTQ owned business.
That was part of the chamber.
Yeah, it's part of the chamber.
Yeah.
A little after party.
It was cute. It was a good time.
We were representing LTAGS as a media sponsor. What?
We told a lot of people about our podcast.
We did.
Everyone at our table. They loved us.
Everyone at our table. We were rubbing elbows with some folks.
I know. There was like the TV hosts and
politicians, business people, wheeling and dealing, Chris.
I know. It's called networking. Networking.
Can we talk about Madonna?
Yeah. I love talking about gay stuff.
Queen Mother Madonna.
Let's talk about gay stuff.
Madonna, on July 27, 1983, Madonna released Madonna, her debut album. What you know about her debut album, Dusty? Because Chris,
I know.
Apparently, I was singing songs.
She was already
on that album.
She was already on Vogue by the time you were born.
Yeah.
No, she definitely was.
92.
Yeah. She was on Take a Bow. There you go, Dusty. How you feeling?
She was already like four reinventions in.
Yeah, she was past the cone.
This is vintage. This is like Madonna. I mean, I don't know that you would name me. This is like borderline holiday, like Get Into the Groove.
No, that was the next album. We listened to this on the way.
I'm trying to, because I've been listening to Madonna for like.
Oh, I fell in love with this album again. Like, I remember listening to it growing up. That was kind of like early childhood. I was five. four, five, when this album came out. Yeah, it was good. Had some good hits like Lucky Star.
Lucky Star, that's the one I was thinking of.
Borderline. There was some songs that I fell in love with when I back I was on like 10 years ago on this YouTube rabbit trail?
Rabbit hole.
There you go.
LOL hole.
Everybody. Everybody.
That's a different one.
You just sang Backstreet
Boys.
And Burning Up. I'm burning up. Anyways, it was good. But I should play those. So I was in that little groove for like a good 5 year period after that because I was like, oh, old Madonna is the way to go. And then when I went to her concert back in 2015, 2016, she played that. I was like, yeah. so good.
Reliving
the
days.
See, we have tickets to go, but now it's going back
up. Yeah.
To what?
We don't know yet. Outside.
TBD, she's postponed her tour.
Is she reinventing herself? No, she just,
no
she
this did. Was her. Is her 40th?
Yes.
It's her 40th anniversary.
The Four Decades, the Celebration Tour, which she never, this was going to be her first tour that she was doing all towards old stuff, because previously her tours were in promotion of
her new album.
So
this is going to be like every, like pretty much probably all of her hits from all her 40 years.
Oh. 40 years. So this is marking the 40th anniversary of her debut album, which is crazy. We talk about it though because it's like Madonna is icon.
Yeah.
Right? Fashion, well, music, obviously, fashion, pop culture, like, she, I mean, again, this was before, like, by the time you were born, Chris, like, she had already, like, taken the world.
She'd been in movies, she had albums,
but
she had been in relationships, she'd done so much.
She shifted, like, the pop culture, like, mainstream, like, the discussions, so she sexualized things, she was in your face, she was a tough broad.
And when she did whatever, like, she wanted, like, because, like you said, pushing the boundaries. She would be, I would think, the first pop, like, star. Like, for
Cher?
No, Cher's not pop.
Yeah. One of the...
For what we think of as, like, this version of, like, 80s pop, I mean, you had, like... I think she would be the first mainstream
princess,
is what I was
saying. I was going to say it later, but as you're mentioning it, like, there was a New York Times review of her from 1985. So by this time, she's on her second album. They describe her as she's become a symbol of the 50s and the 80s sensibility. Mm-hmm. So point there kind of gives the 50s is because she's this petite little blonde woman. There's a little bit of innocence to her, and it's not, but they're still saying like she's kind of in your, you know, she's very strong. They compare her to the some 50s girl groups like the Shirley's and the Ronettes, but those groups, this writer says, you know, they were worshipfully extolled their boyfriend's cars, haircuts, and rebel poses. But Madonna's point of view was more of self-interest. And, you know, she was they used the words comparison shopper with a shrewd sense of her own market value. So she knew she was in control.
Yeah.
So there were popular women, right? Barbara Streisand,
yeah.
Cher, like all these folks. But she was the one who like wasn't like doting on everyone. She's like, this is my world.
Pretty much from the get-go too. I mean, like it wasn't really like a warm-up.
Yeah. I mean, they compared her to like the blonde bombshells like Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield. They said she had attitude to match. So, I mean, big deal when she comes out with this album. Of course, it didn't immediately explode, but I mean everything that came after that was just crazy. The album charted at 190 initially on the Billboard 200 in September 1983 and climbed all the way to number 8 in 1984. This album produced 3 top 20 hits on the Billboard 100 and had 4 hits on what the Billboard calls their dance club play songs chart. So very popular in the dance, which I think, you know, 80s, you're thinking, you know, dance music, gays.
Yeah.
Gays.
But she's coming up on her 65th birthday in August. So Madonna, Louise Ciccone, was born on August 16th, 1958, and she claims to be a Detroiter out of Michigan. Her mom was also named Madonna Louise, and her dad is named Tony. Her mom died at a young age of breast cancer when she was 5, and then her dad remarried. But according to some articles, that Madonna had a little bit of resentment about her dad remarrying. But she knew that she was different. She always kind of felt this, and she always says as a kid she wanted to be somebody. She was good at school, though she felt lonely at times. She joined the cheer squad, and she went on to go to University of Michigan, which is interesting because there's articles, a lot of things that say she went to University of Michigan, but I was looking at one interview, she said she was a high school dropout, but I was like, I don't think that was it. She said that when she was she was Dick Clark, American Bandstand. She said, oh, I'm a high school dropout. But I was like, everything says you went to University of Michigan on a dance scholarship and then left the University of Michigan to go to New York City. But when she went to New York, it was first time on a plane, first time in a taxi cab. She had $35 to her name. And she was like, I'm going to try to figure this out.
The fuck?
Yeah.
I can't really
do that anymore.
No, you definitely can't do that anymore, but I mean, people still kind of do. They're like, well, I'm going to pack everything up and just move. I'm like, that sounds insane to me. One of my friends, like in the DNA testing company that I used to work at, he fully essentially did that. He just left and went to Austin. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, like, you kind of have to be a bit, I don't know what the right word is, but super confident, which she obviously is. But I mean, that compelling feeling she said, when she was a kid, that she wanted to be somebody. She knew she had to go try to do whatever that was. And again, she was a successful dancer. Like, she could have done that, but she wanted to try something else. So she's she moves to New York City. She worked at a Dunkin' Donuts. She worked at Coachcheck. So she was doing odd jobs. Worked as a backup dancer for a bit, which landed her touring with the artist in Paris for a bit of time as a background singer and a backup dancer. Background dancers, right?
We're my background dancers.
Madonna's been known to date lots of men, and so this was something, a trait of hers from the beginning. She dated a lot of different men, but they influenced her musical career, especially early on, because they helped give her a bunch of opportunities. One man she dated was Dan Gilroy. They lived in this abandoned synagogue together and they formed this group called The Breakfast Club. She left The Breakfast Club to start another band with another boyfriend, Emmy and the Emmys. But she left that group because she's like, I'm a solo artist. Like, this is like, I don't need to be part of a band. So,
who are these people?
In 1981, she signed.
I think I can relate to that.
Yes. You're a solo artist?
I think so.
You're not a part of an ensemble?
I was going
to. Is he leaving the podcast?
I'm going to start my own podcast by myself.
It's not going to call Let's Talk About Gay Stuff. It's just going to be called Gay.
Let's talk about Chris's stuff.
Let's talk about Chris. 1981, she was signed to a recording company, Gotham Records. She recorded a demo, and then she tried to hustle that hard. She worked at a bunch of nightclub. She worked the nightclub scene, so she was talking with different DJs, trying to get her music played. One DJ that she started dating, Mark Kamens, helped her land a meeting with the president of Sire Records, or Sierra Records, which was part of Warner, and this is kind of putting everything into motion. The meeting was successful, and she landed a three-single deal with an option for an album. And I would say the rest is history, because she released a single, Everybody, which was released in October 1982. Great song. If you don't know it, go. It's fun, poppy, 80 dance. Everybody. Yeah. But yes, do it.
He sang it right. You sang Backstreet Boys.
I got excited. And
wait, let's replay that.
Everybody.
That's not that one.
But I mean,
tell me I'm wrong.
I didn't say you're wrong. I was singing in
Everybody.
My head.
Yeah.
I did not say yeah.
You were close. Anyway,
I was not.
Maybe that was a cover? No. It's not a cover. I made the girls listen to it on the way from my sister's house. So I was like, not only was I going to listen to it, but I'm like, you all have to know about this.
We're
going to
make this happen.
Yeah. So they were like, do we have to listen to it? I'm like, this is history. This is art, ladies. And so, Yeah, so we everybody was a single. It was released in 1982. It was a hit at the dance clubs. It reached number 3 on the Dance Club Play Songs chart. Was played on the WKTU dance radio station in New York City. Madonna talks about it, like the first time she heard that, she was like, I was living on the Upper West Side, 99th and Riverside, and about 7 at night, I had the radio on in my bedroom on KTU, and I heard everybody. I said, oh my God, that's me coming out of that box. It was an amazing feeling.
Aww.
So, little Madonna. Single was a success. Had a second single called Burning Up, and that was released in March 1983. Also an amazing song.
Good
video. Burning Up was paired as a double-sided single with this song called Physical Attraction, also a good song. That hit number 3 on the Dance Club Play Songs. And so she shopped around, though. So, like, she released these singles, but she was trying to find her song. Like, again,
yeah,
very sure of who she was and wanted to get the right sound. So she was trying to connect with different artists and manager types. She was searching for her style, had 3 producers that she worked with, preferred dance, but also wanted something more complex and adventurous. She was trying to bring this spirit of, like, that, if you think about the 80s New York City, that, like, grit and but kind of fun night New York City nightlife. She was trying to bring that mainstream. So she finally, after those successful singles, she got the green light from Warner to they wanted to produce an album. So she was, again, wanted to try different things. She was paired with a producer but didn't click, and so, like I said, she kept shopping around, and so she connected with one DJ, John Benitez, who helped her remix the tracks that she had recorded, and then Holiday was born, that single. And by the way, she also dated DJ John Benitez. So you see a trend, like, she's like, oh, I think she, it seems like she's attracted to like an artist type, like a certain type, they connect, and then they wind up dating. And so, hey, magic is made, and Holiday was,
I was gonna say that it's the connection that she was looking for,
yeah, in more ways than one. Holiday was a double-sided single that was released with Lucky Star. Oh my,
I
always think that's like the grossest like thing that anyone can do, is putting their finger in the hole. Like, oh, it's just I had a boss who did that one time, and he was just
ew.
He was talking about some other people, and he was just like, you know what they're doing. You know, it was an admin and a vice president. And he was,
and then you sued him.
It's pretty clear. I mean, why is it so bad?
Who?
It's me. I don't know. I just think it's a gross.
Well, he agreed with you.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Holiday was her first mainstream hit in the U.S. And her first single to chart on the Billboard 100. It debuted at 88 in October 1983, and then peaked all the way at broke the top 20 at 16 in January 1984. She sang that song on Holiday and the American Bandstand, and Dick Clark was like, asked her, oh my gosh, we've been trying to get you on the show, great to finally have you here. Like, asked her a little bit about her background and said, okay, we're just kicking into 1984, like, you know, what are your dreams, what's left? She said, to rule the world.
Oh.
And that she did. Like, I didn't know that. I mean, I was alive when that, you know, event happened. But I, like, looking back on it, like, oh my gosh, she knew what she was doing. And she did, like, she, because again, Chris, because even in the 90s when she was calling up a storm, like, you were too young to, like, realize, like, she's just...
I was wanting Madonna.
No, but I'm like, it's just the things she did culturally, like, and because I was growing up at the time, like, I didn't know any better, but I knew it was causing a lot of stir, right? You knew that, like, she was on the news all the time, and not for good things. Oh, Madonna. Like, in one sense, like, she was the pop craze. Everyone wanted to dress like her, have their hair like her, have the, like, the... They were shopping, like, kind of like what the Gen Z's do now, like this thrift shop sort of look, punks, you know, dyed hair, dyed blonde hair.
Hmm. Are you looking at me? I did it because of Madonna. All because of Madonna.
But
I want to be like her.
And then, like, she just would have these music videos or performances, and yeah, it just changed, like, in, like, pop culture. Borderline was also on that album. It was the first top 10 hit that she had, which was in June 1984. And she had a record number. It was her first top 10 hits, and that just also note that, you know, first of a record number of top 10 hits for any artist. She's had more top 10 hits than any other artist. Lucky Star was released as a single and hit number 4 in October 1984. And then, like, shortly thereafter, she's releasing Like a Virgin, which is just that album. And then that song was just, like, that blew up and, like, really cemented her. There was no sophomore slump for her. She made it.
Then you
happen.
Had the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah.
And the performance there.
Which, that's the thing, too. Just, like, so it's one thing to, like, release an album and have style, but she did that performance at the VMAs in 1984 where she sang Like a Virgin, dressed in a wedding dress, and then rolled around
over
on the stage. So you've seen that. I made you watch
that. Yeah,
so
of course,
watched it here before.
I would not be sitting here. You would have struck me down.
We would have already
right.
paused him.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, this podcast is currently paused. We got to take a quick hiatus. We got to go to watch some things. Yes.
She's the first and only artist to have 50 number ones on any single Billboard chart. So dance, top 200, top 100, like all that. Again, style, cultural, music, icon, right?
Phenomenon.
She's released 14 albums. She was the best female rock artist of the 20th century. She sold more than 60 million albums, 1 billion in ticket sales. I don't know. She was embarking on a tour, and then Katy Perry pushed her, and, you know, she had to go to the hospital. No, that's not what happened. She was doing something with Katy Perry, right?
Wait, here? No, she got sick. It was like a infection, but she was, apparently it was really bad, and nobody knew until, like, she was being released exactly that she was even in the hospital.
But she was with Katy Perry, right?
I don't know what happened. I got nothing, y'all.
Yeah, I think she was doing something, project with Katy Perry.
I think
Katy
yes.
Perry got her infected?
No.
Yes.
But
Katy
anyway,
Perry
but now
infected
she is, she pushed back, because she had to go, she had to be, like, resting, because it was, like, a respiratory issues and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, it was pretty serious. Can't do anything.
Yeah. He's been on Blue Sky. They don't talk about it there.
I know. I'm only following like 25 people there, so like it's not the same.
40 years, she's still like a treasured, songstress, if you will.
Yes.
In the 2023, so this past Pride, the New York Times noted her on their Pride list holiday. The other songs on the terms of the Pride list for 2023 were like, "Finally, I'm Coming Out," "We Are Family."
I'm coming.
There you go. Come on. I mean, when you talk about TV performances and videos, a material girl. I mean, she was giving that Marilyn Monroe vibe. We talked about the VMA in 1984, and then nearly 20 years later, she's doing the VMAs again, this time as the elder, not elder, but the more senior pop star.
She had a kiss with Britney.
Yeah, Britney and Christina. We always forget. We never talk about Christina's kiss, but yeah, she kissed them both, who were the up-and-comers at the time.
She had the Vogue.
She had Like a Prayer. Like a Prayer was a video that was condemned by the Vatican. She had just signed a deal with Pepsi, and Pepsi said, "Nope, we don't want anything to do with you," because Like a Prayer had like racial discussions in it. Catholicism, yeah, burning crosses, all sorts of
That's
things.
A good video, though.
It was a great video.
My mama said not to watch it, but when you're a latchkey kid, you do it.
Which is crazy, right? That your mom like would say, "Don't watch it."
I remember but it was like they didn't approve, but I still had all her cassette tapes, and
I know what a cassette tape was.
I didn't know.
She had Vogue. She also had another controversial song, well, video more so, "Justify My Love," which was, it wasn't, say, banned by MTV, but they had to show it after hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so
MTV after dark. Oh.
She had, I'd say she was, other than Diana Ross, when she did it in the 90s, like the first kind of like pop diva to do the VMAs, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because after she did it, then everyone else decided that they were ready to do it. So you had, she did
it.
Did
it twice?
No, she did it in 2012. But after she did it, like Beyonce did
it.
It's
like,
Lady Gaga did it.
I got
Katy
that
Perry. Jennifer Lopez, Shakira. Who just
Lady
did
Gaga.
It? Lady Gaga. Who just did it?
Will Beyonce just do it?
No, in 2020.
Oh, well, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake.
Well, they did it before.
Was it?
They did it in 2004. Who did it?
That was that long ago.
Who was the Super Bowl this
Rihanna.
Year? Rihanna did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift is going to do it soon, I'm sure.
No.
You don't think she's going to do it?
I didn't say that. We're going to cancel our podcast.
This conversation now what we're talking about, Your Majesty.
We've talked about, she's done movies too. Evita, A League of Their Own, and then some lesser, you know, kind of 80s kitschy one. Who's That Girl? Desperately Seeking Susan. Saw them both. Dick Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
She's written a book, a couple of books. She had one book was her sex book.
Uh-huh.
Is that? And
sex.
Yeah.
Sex.
It's
sex.
Naked, pretty much black and white, like her racy images. It was a coffee table book in the 90s.
Huh.
And again, caused all sorts of controversy. My favorite song of hers is Human Nature. Favorite video. Because that was the first time I was like, is Madonna sexy?
They're in the boxes.
Yeah, it was fun little choreography.
Mm-hmm.
They were in these leather,
black
leather.
Kind of thing.
Yep, and white boxes. So it was just black and white.
It was very good. It was a good video.
Yeah, I don't know about the body positivity, like what the body diversity was, but there was a muscular guy that I was like,
That's interesting. Am I gay?
Yes. But I say that's my favorite video. Like there are my favorite song of hers is Lucky Star. Favorite song.
Oh, I gotta pick one.
Okay. Well, I have to choose one?
Yes.
Well, you know how many do you know?
Not many.
Okay, pick one of the ones you know. We'll put an asterisk next to it.
Favorite albums, Dance Floors,
Confessions
on a Dance Floor. Song and album, go.
Song, I like, I really like Nothing Really Matters.
Oh, that's a good one.
From Ray of Light.
Yep.
And I would almost have to say Ray of Light is one of my favorite albums because that's when that was when we first see, I think, the actual big reinvention. Like
she was evolving.
She looked like the blonde, so she had like blonde like Marilyn Monroe, and then she did Dick Tracy, and we had like. But when she did Ray of Light,
that was,
and then like that was Kabbalah, and it was she brought in all those Eastern influences. That was like a hey, I may be back then she was probably like 40 something, but she's like I can still bang, and it was huge. It was like you know it would have been akin to like Cher doing Believe. When she was like, you know, like, I'm going to just flip everything upside down. I'm going to continue to give you what you know, but I'm going to be completely reinvented.
Those two happened at the same time, huh? About the same time.
Yeah, in high school, yeah. So I would say that would be one, because that was when you see, like, oh, wow, she can really pretty much define whatever she wants to do. She can be, because we'd seen the sex, we'd seen all that, but that was more like pushing the boundaries, and this didn't push anything. It was just like, no, I can just go in there, do whatever the hell I want, and you're going to love it.
Yep. I did like when she talked about reinventing, like Hung Up to me was that kind of that moment because she was in her 40s and she danced there. I like such a good song.
And music did too because she was all cowboy.
Yep. I don't like that era.
That's a good one. I think Black Eyed Peas is one of my favorite songs.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yep.
That's one of my favorite songs.
But I mean, now she's evolved. I mean, she got a lot of shit earlier in the year because of her.
Music video that she did?
Well, no, like
her
appearance. Like, folks were shaming her for...
Because...
Her looks.
She's had work done.
Yep.
Yes.
And so people think... Well, people say it's like they've gone... Oh, she's done too much. She doesn't look like herself.
Okay, so?
Well, exactly. Well, that's
what
the side is. She can do
What
it.
About Dolly Parton? Dolly Parton's gorgeous and amazing.
Well, exactly.
But
if you look at Dolly Parton in 1983 and Dolly Parton now, it is not the same person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think...
But Dolly, like, she owns up to that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think Madonna does it.
I think
she just basically says, say what she doesn't even... It doesn't require
a response.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah. She,
well, and like, and what? Was last year or 2 years ago she had the...
The grill?
That was this year.
She had the one song about it was big about it was during Pride but it was about like gun violence and stuff.
Hmm.
Oh,
she did have a song that
it was like a year or two ago. It was really she's focused a lot more on that lately. So
yeah.
Like messages. It's really long. I forget the name of it.
Except the vulgar song she did with Sam Smith. This
there's another good summer song. Vulgar. That is a good song.
It's a good like.
It is. It's
up tempo song.
It's because it's him, but also it is very a Madonna song. Like
yeah.
It is.
That was
Madonna. Yeah. It's,
how did I not hear about this stuff? Am
that
I
was
online very much?
Early. Oh no, it was mid to late June. Because I was thinking, why didn't they release this earlier?
Yeah, it was mid-June.
It was like the third week of June.
Yeah. It was,
it's really more of a Madonna featuring Sam Smith,
yeah.
I feel. Because
but it was Sam Smith's song?
It's a duet.
Yeah.
Well, but
I
think it's on his new album that's coming out.
I think they're both listed on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we talked about Madonna so much. Like when I was doing this topic, I was like, have we done Madonna? And I did a control F like to
find
my own notes. And she's basically, we've talked about her a ton. So I don't have anything else to say because I think Madonna speaks for herself. I think her work does. But again, she's had so many influences. The reason, like, I know we've talked about her a lot because, like you said, when I did my one app, it was like, we talked about Britney. We talked about Gaga. We like, and Madonna is referenced. We talked about MTV.
Yeah,
like,
we've talked about with Voguing.
Yeah.
Talked about her but I think that just goes to show that we've talked to her so much that, like,
but she's had a
queer culture aside, pop culture. I mean,
she's
influenced four decades
she's
of
been
music,
around.
Of fashion, of
yeah.
movies. Because, I mean, you got, like, that's whole anybody could be, I mean, Evita. I mean,
yeah,
she's like, I'm gonna sing it all. I don't care.
And I think, I mean, it's her confidence, like a lot of these women we've talked about before. It's the confidence, and it's her support and embrace of the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
Vogue, you know, when we talked about
that,
I mean, she was clearly embracing. Now, some would argue, like, hijacking, what's the word, appropriating a black queer culture. And so, I think she has always been like. An ally to the LGBTQ plus
community. Back to like New York 1983, you know full well who she was running with.
Yeah.
Who, you know, and if you look back at all of her dancers and I mean, Vogue might have been her first, but like there's the same dancers that have been with her for like 15 years.
Yeah.
So 10, you know, whatever. So it wasn't like she just happened upon gay people and thought it was this cool. I mean, they were with her from the
start when she was going to all those different DJs trying to get her start. I mean, she was going through the underground cultures, and so I think she interacted with those underground, like the underground ball cultures in New York City, and then brought it to the limelight. So, like, some might call it appropriation because I mean it kind of is, but at the same time, like, would it have been as brought to the forefront without her? Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, it may
not
have taken
that way,
not in that way,
I think, though, again, when I think about her in the, particularly in the 90s, I associate her with queer community. Like, there was a bit of time where I think there was some speculation, like, if her and Rosie O'Donnell and, what's her name, Sandra Bernhardt were, like, in doing, you know, like, were they own lesbians? And so, I mean, Madonna, I think, recently did come out as gay on a, like, was it TikTok thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's... I don't know what her... but she's dated a lot of men. I'm not aware that she's dated any women publicly. Maybe she has. But again, I think a strong ally, like the queer community, I think definitely looks at her as like... She's
a pop diva, yeah.
And
was one of the original pop diva queens.
She did things on her own way, despite, like, she was popular. Not that the queer community looked at her like, oh, she's popular, but, like, she was badass.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what it boils down to.
She's out there being herself and causing stirs and not being afraid to shy away from it. She's like, yeah, I piss people off. All right, come on.
And,
like,
and everything was, like, all society in their arms are like, you can't do that, telling her, like, you're bad for this. And she's like, I am me. I'm going to embrace my sexuality. I think that's the other thing. It's just, like, she embraced her sexualness, her sexuality.
Time where it was still taboo.
Yeah, and so that's what... You know,
well,
her
interest,
she's
like, right now I'm interested in all this S&M and this overtly sexual thing. I mean, so I'm just going to, that's going to influence what, and you're going to see it.
Yep. So, icon. That's all I got.
Honestly, good for her. Honestly?
Work. Speaking of work, how about economy works?
Economy works.
Economy Works.
Yes, opera.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Economy Works. Need help with marketing? Hire a freelancer. Need help building a website? Hire a freelancer. Need help with benchmarking and analysis? Hire a freelancer. Economy Works believes in the power of connection and wants to connect you with its talent network. The talent network has over 1,000 years of experience, and it's growing in HR, marketing, IT, accounting, and other specialties. Economy Works. When we work, the economy works. You can find out more at economyworks.com. That's economyworks.com. All right, Dusty. Why don't you tell us about your book?
The last I researched, so I don't keep a spreadsheet like you do, but I just go in and look back at the titles. I'm like, okay, this is a match for that. So the last book I talked about was Sapphire Sunset, the first book in the series. So I'm like, I'm just gonna get the second one. So this book is called Sapphire Spring. It's by C. Travis Rice, which is a pen name for Christopher Rice, who I talked about before. So it's the second one. It came out.
Me?
No, that was just an aside. Anybody listening? It came out on September 6th of last year. And once again, it takes place at Sapphire Cove, this like fancy, rich, hoity-toity,
White Lotus?
Yeah, like a resort. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like a resort. It does.
It
does feel.
You have not watched.
No, you've known this. Not new. Ooh,
but you've had plenty of time.
When have I had time to see? I just told you. I've been working out and doing Montessori training.
Well, you come home, don't you?
Yes.
And then you watch that.
Go to sleep. Because I like to sleep and I don't like to wake up.
It's my choices.
Well, maybe if you were more right loaded, you would give you reason to wake up.
I don't know, man.
But it is.
What if I just start breaking down?
I feel awkward because I do want to finish the topic. But I do want to help
you. But then you just keep talking.
So, wait, I get you another bottle of water.
frozen. I'll break down.
It's a ball in there.
I know.
And I was thinking,
happened?
How did they put a ball of ice
in
there?
How did they do that?
It's
like a whiskey ball.
That's what I was thinking.
I'll take my water on the rock. What does that mean?
So, but going back to this Sapphire Cove, this resort does feel very White Lotus-y, but nobody dies.
Well, the spoiler alert.
This time,
so
it's not a mystery. It's not.
Nobody died.
So this one takes place. The main character is Nasser Kazemi, and so I'm going to go ahead and before I get into this. He is Iranian, and one thing is, I'm going to say, because we talked about appropriation earlier, is at the beginning of this book, Christopher Rice does, give credit to, his friends or whatever that helped him with understanding that culture and the name, so there is, that, so it's, because it comes in later on. So, he is the best friend, he's the best friend of Connor from the first one, so he works also at this resort. He's the chief accountant. And he is in charge of, obviously, the accountant and all that. But then Connor and his new husband from the last book go away. And so he's kind of like second-ish in command. He's kind of helping, run out. And his sister is a fashion designer. She's hosting this big reveal of a line at the hotel. And she can be very extra. And they have this very volatile, lovey-hatey sibling relationship, which I guess I could not at all relate to.
You don't have siblings.
I'm sure it's realistic if I had a sibling.
Oh, yeah.
And I was famous.
Oh.
So there's that whole aspect of this that is dealing with, and then he's also dealing with, he's a very flamboyant-y gay person. Yes.
I can't relate to that.
Yes, you can't now, so I don't know that you can.
I don't know anything about that.
You have none of those.
And so,
no gay people.
And so, it does kind of deal with, his relationship with his father's passed away, with his Iranian mother, who, he died, but not in the book. And not in the hotel.
Nobody died.
And
nobody
so, well, technically, no. It's a prior book, pre-book.
Pre-book.
It talks about them having to leave Iran at that time, but also, why they could never go back, because that's not a very friendly culture for our kind. And so it does kind of talk about that. It's kind of an unspoken in their house and their culture. And so there is, some strife in the family that, so there's several little storylines going on, and that's one of them. And I thought that was really neat because it goes to show, just it brings a little bit of culture, a little bit of different view into it.
Yeah.
But at this big party, he has a run in with an old high school bully person named Mason Werther, and there was in his past in high school, there was some obviously bullying, some teasing, some sexual abuse that happened. So there are some darker themes to this one, which I did kind of like this one. So it has a bit of it's a little hard. I cried a little bit at that part. I cried at the end too, because I cried at the other one too. But
you only cried twice in this book.
No.
Much more.
Much more than that. It's a good book. I'm a cry. I can't help but I'm a cry.
Yeah.
What did I cry about today?
Did it ever get your books wet?
No. No, because I don't like use them to wipe my eyes. What did I cry about? What did I cry about?
Is he just sobbing?
Some of it is.
I don't know how he reads.
Some of it is.
He's reading like this. Is just
no, I know.
He doesn't even read. It's a book on tape.
This one was a book on tape.
Oh.
Book on tape. I'm old.
So book on tape. We get the cassette tape wet.
The term is audiobook.
Oh,
and
sorry.
I do read regular books too.
Book on tape.
Book on tape. This is the end of side A.
Please flip around to side B.
You don't know it's time to turn the page when you hear the chime ring like this.
I don't know anything. He knows those.
No.
Yes,
they do.
You had those
in school.
So now I was talking about crying, something I was crying about recently. And not
you were reading a book that also made you cry.
But recently,
no,
today.
Else.
You cry every day. Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Oh my God. I wish I was in tune with my emotions as that. I just get.
I, didn't
I just don't
tune,
wake up.
They just make me sad.
I need something.
What happened to Chris? Well, he didn't wake up.
He didn't wake up today.
He actually didn't wake up.
Yeah, no, he just won't get out of it.
Yeah, just won't. He's awake. He just won't
will
get
not get
he's
out of it.
He's not dead.
So anyway, back to me. So it deals with like hate crimes, sexual abuse. But as it turns out, this guy is obviously dealing with his own closeted gay/bisexual.
The bully's
his,
gay?
Yes.
Knew it.
I know, right? It's so funny.
See, that's why I don't have to read.
And so, exactly.
He didn't read either. He listened.
It's the same. That's a discussion for later.
Oh.
Don't get me started on that.
Oh.
It's the same. It's a book. It's reading.
Okay.
I can recall.
Well, I'm just reading you for film, all right?
Well, I'll listen to it in the car.
I'll make an audio book. I'll put my tape for you.
You are dumb.
You're the dumb bitch. When you hear the chime,
remember that. Chime.
Oh no.
Anyway, so yes, Mason is so it talks about him, like why is he, you know, like the quote, I used to make the air quote because I mean okay, but like the pressure to be hyper not gay when you're, you know, like that kind
hyper masculine.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Hyper not gay.
I don't know.
Straight presenting.
Hyper masculine. Okay, yeah, and well I guess so, because you're like a not you, but you global, you know, general you. Anywho, so they obviously do start a relationship. So I like, and I'm not, I don't want to spoil too much. I want to make you read the last, but they do.
It's a whole like book synopsis.
Anna,
he's always like, I don't want to get it spoiled.
Well, because I don't want. Well, some people don't want to know how it ends.
Oh.
And so I was.
He didn't get
around
to the end. That's why he's saying that.
I do. Oh,
that's a reviewer.
How come it started out?
What?
I don't feel. I'm gonna cry about this now.
Oh my gosh, we're listening.
I know, but now I'm all discombobulated. But it also brings up because Nasser has a bit of a like a, I guess you could call it fetish, about like, you know, like rough sex, like, you know, like choking things. So there is a bit of that, so it's kind of spicy.
Cool.
Yeah.
But that comes into play with, you know, like too much, just too much. So you know that. So. But it's good.
Too much rough sex?
Yeah, like, well, the how you relay that to your partner.
Well, Chris has...
Code word.
Well, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. It talks about that, yes.
Wait. Say that again. So they were talking about how to relay that,
no,
they
it
want
talks
rough
about that relationship of how you navigate that when it can, you know...
When it's too rough?
Yeah.
Oh.
Code word.
Is that what they get into?
Yes.
Oh.
I just said that.
Oh. Well, if they need some help, Chris has that extra mask or duct tape.
I have a lot of duct tape.
You do.
For when you
yeah,
get rear-ended.
Is it gray?
Really
I
hard.
Have yellow and blue right now.
Your car wasn't yellow, though.
I, oh, The last 2 months it's been yellow. I had to retape it. I just haven't seen you.
No, but your car was... Ooh.
No, the tape was yellow.
It's because of the heart of the issue. Yellow like the rose where you work out?
Yeah, that's where I got the yellow tape from.
So I'm going to take my pain and suffering and deal with that. I'll push it down and deal with it later. But it was a good book because it just... now I'm all... got me all... I don't know where I was.
Pain and suffering,
yes,
from sexual...
This book talks... It goes into... It involves, like, those kinds of relationships and...
Wait, say more on this. Like, what is it getting into?
Thomas is
like,
interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, it gets... It talks... So he has to come to terms with... Nasser has to come to terms with what happened to him in high school. And he,
mm-hmm.
About, like, victim and naming that and owning that. But then also, how do you take... And not let that define you, kind of thing. You know, like,
right.
How do you go forth and then, like, is... And then, you know, like, kink shaming and, like, you know, like... So, you know, like, oh, you wanted it. You like that kind of relationship of being bullied and sexual abuse and that kind of thing.
Oh, wait, so he got bullied in high school and then liked to play the victim in a more aggressive...
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Sorry,
I can see where that could be. Can,
see,
be
so
can
that's
be.
What we're talking... So it deals with that. It talks about... this, that whole, and I like the two.
Well, how do they navigate through that? And I'm intrigued. Like, so how did they? So he was bullied.
It was one of those, like, you know, like when we were kids. Well, I don't know if they said it in the '90s, but like, you know, like how do you, well, I don't know if that was a thing. Like when in old times,
sex.
No. Like, where you're like where people would, like, people would say, oh, it would be mean to them. Somebody would say, oh, well, that's just because they like you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they still say that nowadays.
Okay, well.
People, parents try and say that in the classroom, like, no, they're just assholes. Stop it.
Really? Oh, I've never had
that. No, oh, it happens all the time.
Interesting.
Well, he's
saying
so, probably because he likes her.
But
no.
That was
no.
Kind of the thing. And so he did like him in high school, but he couldn't show that. And then he did try to, you know, work up the courage to do that. But then, you know, he had this other hyper-masculine side and persona to hold up, so. So they were...
Wait, so the bully liked to be the submissive?
No,
oh, the bully
no,
liked...
the bully
okay.
was the...
was the hyper-masculine
yes.
one in the sexual relationship.
Yes.
But he liked it.
Yes.
But so did the victim
yes.
guy. He liked
but it was,
the victim.
But so they, yes.
So the victim
was,
liked being bullied?
In
no,
the sexual...
In the sexual... It liked being dominated.
Dominant.
There.
Oh.
So he
after
was
he was no longer being bullied?
Yes.
Oh.
As an adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were like, wait a minute, is this because you have issues
exactly.
being bullied or because you like it? And he was
not
like, no, because I like it. Okay.
I didn't
say that.
I was just making sure I... Like,
no, yeah, you did.
Okay.
No,
well, you know.
It was good. Five
that
it.
Sounds like a little bit of a psychological one. I
yes,
like that.
It was good. It was very, what do you call it? Cerebral.
Psychological.
Cerebral. Very brain.
Very brain.
There's a third one I'm going to read, so you'll have plenty of time to
what was the first
on
one?
That one. At the beginning.
Can you just start over?
The first book was called Sapphire Sunset. I talked about that in May.
Oh.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back to the podcast. I haven't even had any wine.
Clowns be clowning.
I just like this.
I wonder if you don't want to wake up.
This silly goose.
I'll read the third one. And then I'll talk about it next.
Okay. So a whole trilogy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to read it.
How many more? How many are a part of this?
There's three as of now.
Are they going to make a movie out of it?
No, but it would make a damn.
I'd like.
Oh.
I think I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's basically like a gay 50 Shades of Grey, apparently.
Mm-hmm. With a little bit of white lens.
Yeah. Okay. Fancy people who are having aggressive
on
butt
sex. Hotels.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
Little word.
Everyone's listening.
I mean.
Anyways.
All right. Well. Oh, y'all are having too much fun. All right, well, thank you for listening to our podcast and kicking with us this week. Glad to get another episode out. My sister was reading us the other day. She's like, oh, it's been like since January. And I was like, excuse me?
Veronica, excuse me?
I was like, excuse me? But a special thank you to the guy who keeps our sound in check, Spencer. And yeah, if you're listening and enjoying our shenanigans, then feel free to subscribe to our podcast. Feel free to give us a rating, a 5-star rating, or leave us a review. Tell us what you think. If you don't want to do it in public, you can drop us a line at letstalkaboutgaystuff@gmail.com. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at letstalkaboutgaystuff and on Twitter at talkgaystuff.
You can also, you know, find us on our cassette tapes.
Yes. follow us because we give you a daily dose of LGBTQ plus mm-hmm. history. All right. With that, anything else, ladies?
No, I think we read each other for film this afternoon, mm-hmm. evening, and got a lot of stuff done.
Did I tell you about the time in last month that I met Matt Bomer?
No. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, I took a picture with him.
Ooh.
No, you did not say that.
He was incognito. He was wearing this big floppy hat and glasses, and we were at an event, and he was just talking like casually. I'm like, okay, this guy. Because we were with another group. I can't say because apparently there's a project that's going on because I posted a picture, and then I got asked to take it down.
Oh, that's why I did not hear about it.
And so, but I'm not going to reveal who the other party was. I feel like it's fair game. Yeah, so he's all disguised and like, not disguised, he was... So Matt Bomer was part of a crew following this one person that I was there to meet. And the person I was there to meet was like, oh, now we have a Hollywood crew hanging with us. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. But this is in June, right? So it's hot. We're meeting out... side Houston at 1 in the afternoon. It's scorching hot. So everyone's like just sweating. So Matt Bomer's in this big floppy hat, sunglasses, wearing shorts, tennis shoes, t-shirt, very casual. And he's talking to us like, oh, so what are you guys here for? We're like, oh, we're part of this organization. He's like, oh, that's cool. And so didn't think anything of it. Then all of a sudden we're taking pictures with the guy that we were supposed to be taking pictures with. And then Matt Bomer takes his hat off and sunglasses. And I was like, holy shit, that's Matt Bomer. And I was like, we have to take a picture with Matt Bomer. Ooh. And so we took a picture with Matt Bomer. He touched me.
Oh!
I will say this, very, very, very handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have said that about him before, like, oh my gosh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. But, like, he took those glasses off and those blue eyes. I was like, oh, that is a very attractive man. And I was feeling like I was wearing a coat and jeans, so I was, like, drenched in sweat. But he was too, so I didn't feel too bad. But you know, you get close to picture, so he's got, you know, your arms around each other, whatever. But he was sweaty too. So
you got his sweat on you?
I mean,
I know that's what smells.
That's what's. So that was my Pride Month. I don't know about you bitches, but that's what I got to say. Happy Matt Bomer Day.
Happy Matt Bomer Day to all that celebrate.
All right, with that, we're here.
We're queer.
Yeah, he's doing it.